Blog Talk Radio.
Give it to all, great and small.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Welcome. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your throne to give you thanks and praise this blessed Eld Thursday night. We are asking you, Lord, each one, pour your spirit upon your sons and your daughter. Lord, we thank you for what you have been doing for us in our lives. We want to give you the praise that due to you tonight, Lord. Father, you said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will. You are in the midst. So this evening, we pray that the Holy Spirit will be in our midst. We pray for every brother and sister, dear Lord, who is joining, and we are asking you, Lord, hasten the footstep of all those who will be coming. Lord, this is a late start. We are almost 7:25, Lord. Father, hasten the footstep of your sons and your daughter that we can come to join, to bring joy, that to gain joy within our heart and to bring fellowship, than to be able to fellowship with you. Father, bless us, we pray, and keep us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line. Held Thursday night. Welcome one, welcome all. And tonight is a great night that God has given unto us, the health message, right? Or health message. And tonight we will be asking, pressing a line and asking my dear beloved sister if she could sing. We prayed already. I do the welcome, a song, sister. 4:23, I'm asking her if she could sing this song for me. Our opening song. 4:23, 6:35, I'm asking you, please, if you could sing this opening song for me. 5:61. Our opening song is 5:61. I don't know if you know it. Mr. Carlos.
5:61. Amen. Thank you. Five, six, we will plow the field?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I don't know it.
Don't know it?
No. Okay, I don't know it.
Like I said, I can get it. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land. But it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sent the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and so refreshing rain. He holy is the maker of all things near and far. He paints the wayside flowers. He lights the evening star. The winds and waves obey him. By him the birds are fed. Much more to us, his children, he gives our daily bread. We thank thee, O my Father, for all bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our help, our food. Accept the gifts we offer for all thy loving parts. And what thou most desirest, our humble, thankful heart. Sister Carla, long time I never hear this saying this song, see? Yeah. So I don't know if I get it right here, but it is a nice song, right?
Beautiful. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, our scripture reading will be taken. Sister Carla, you can do that reading. The first reading, Genesis 1:29 to the last part of 30. Get everyone involved. Who is here on the line?
Amen. Okay.
Yes, Genesis
1:31.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 29, okay. The last part of 30.
Okay. And it reads, again, Lord, please bless the reading of your word, O Father. Give us insight, give us wisdom and understanding. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 29, and it said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the 6 days. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for reading our scripture passage. This is the first scripture passage, brother. Brethren, we saw that God said, behold, he have given us every herb-bearing seed. So because God is so good and love us, Lord, that he gave us everything that we should need, that our body needs, I'm going to ask my dear beloved brothers and sisters here if they could share some of the beautiful herb that God have given unto them that they use and also share with others, and it helps to build their immune system. So we line is just open. If you can just share some of just a brief, you know, maybe one, you know, things that you have been using that God have given unto us that we have been using and be comfortable with it. So I saw a line here, and I'm going to open the first line. So I am going to give you guys the opportunity to press the one that you can share some of the, and at the same time, you can do your praise report. Testimony, brothers and sisters, on this line, we an Advent light. I don't know if everyone understands. We are on Advent light, have actually shifted up a little to let the line more organized. We come to agreement that, you know, we will be giving each member, you know, each speaker, each participant, 3 minutes so that they can give their praise report, you know, and their praise report, you give a praise report and your prior request, you can also give it. But we would like everyone on the line to participate. Right, so first, I'm Sister Powell, your host tonight for El Thursday. And we also have our beloved Sister Carla, who is host for tomorrow night, Friday night, and our Sabbath night. And Sister Leola, who is the host for Sunday. So, brothers and sisters, and we have various speakers that are going to present the message, right? We have our dear beloved brother Rick, you know, who will be our chairperson, right? So we are so grateful to our brothers and sisters, all who join and still on the line, and all who participate, and we are asking the brothers and sisters to lift us up in prayer, and we are asking each one, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us invite someone on the line so that, you know, we will be able to share the message, and our brothers and sisters will be joyful, enjoying the word, that they too can go and share. So I just want to thank my brothers and sisters tonight. So we will be opening the line up. 985, your line is open. Good evening. Your line is open. Welcome.
Good evening.
Can you share your name?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. And I just want to thank God for the wonderful song Sister Powell sung, and the verse Sister Carla sung. Read, and all the beautiful things we had up until now. I just thank God for us sisters and brothers getting on this prayer line once more and having doing God's work. And God blessed us to come on tonight because we are a child of God. Thank Him for giving His beloved Son for us. So we just want to praise God tonight and lift Him up and magnify His name. Amen. So I got a prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, I just want to thank You for Your endless love for us. It's because of You and Your love we can confidently say that You live in us. I will continue to confess this until our time to return home to You finally comes. Thank You for this beautiful life we now have in You. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just decided to involve us because we are His children, and I decided to involve us because it's us to Him. And we are His children. So I just thank God. I want to add all of us in there because we are loved by God. And I just thank God for us. And I thank God for sending His children to help me with a lot of my illness and to solve a lot of my pain with this missionary help work that I can overcome some of the pain, because I have a lot of pain from head to toe, and it's chronic from sickness. So all the remedies y'all give me, I just thank God He sent y'all, because it helps me. And my sister Leola, she sends me stuff, she helps me, and I thank God, because it's just giving me some good work. And, you know, I just humble myself and I just take the pain and I continue praising the Lord and forgetting about it, because, you know, I don't take it out on anyone. I just thank the Lord and praise Him, for God is good and He so loved the world He gave His only begotten Son. So keep me in prayer. Amen. And pray for it being like to keep it rolling. Amen. Hey, brother.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, just like to say hello to everyone on the prayer line. Is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I just want to say there was a beautiful speech my wife gave in the reading and stuff. And I just want to say that he is mighty, though, God. And I just want to thank God, because I know I was walking in the darkness for so many years, and I finally decided to give God a try and Jesus and their ways and do God's will, and I came from out of the darkness, and now it's like I have a tunnel vision, though, of the light, just focusing on the light, and just steady in the darkness come along. I just keep moving into the light and just getting through there and through the rough times and everything, and just staying focused. And just think about God's word through many situations that I go through, because whatever ups and downs is life, and I know once you think of God's word or you read upon His word, There's always something in there that can guide you, and guide you and give you his blessings, you know, his many blessings. And I don't see no other way but to do God's will and to keep going the way I'm going. Because there's no sense turning back at all. Got to keep moving forward. And I don't see no other way to live now that I know about God and that I learned a lot. I'm steady learning about God. That's all I want to do is learn about God more and more and just do his will. That's all I want to do in my life, you know, for the day I leave here. Just want, like I said, just spread the word on how wonderful he is and the goodness of him and just keep on keeping on. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John, Sister Brenda, for that wonderful, wonderful praise report and testimony and encouragement, Sister Brenda. God is so good. You know, when you walk in the Lord, you will be, you know, a new creature. All things are gone. Brother John, that darkness have gone, and God have placed you into that marvelous light, you know, in his word. What a wonderful praise report, Brother John. We just continuing praying for you that God will have ever keeping you so that you will go out and demonstrate that light that you have got from our dear Father. Thank you again, Brother John, for sharing. God is so good. I'm opening this line. I'm asking you this 225, if you could read 2nd, 3rd John for me, please. 1-4. And then you can share your prayer.
Let me make sure. Amen. Give me just a second.
3rd John.
Amen. John, 3rd John 1, 3 through 4. Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walking in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren, to the strangers. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
I believe I read everything right.
I know.
Did I read everything right, Sister Powell?
No, the elder unto the beloved Garlis, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou soul prospereth. I think you read 3, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. And you read 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Brethren, what a wonderful promise. God love to hear. Here, Brother John, walking in the truth. Sister Brenda, walking in the truth, right? Sister Leola and all of us here is walking in the truth. God said, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health. And he said, I have no greater joy when I hear that my children walk in the truth. What a blessed, those blessed promises. So let us keep up that good work that God wants to do within us so that we will be able to carry that truth. And first, brothers and sisters, and Sister Leola, you are on the line now, right? And all of us there, right? God said truth. What are some of the truth? Can we just share tonight? Because you know what? You can either go in out there. What truth must I present? So what are some of the truth that the Lord wants us? Sister Leola, your line is open for you. And then, and my brothers and sisters, we're going to open these lines that they can tell us some of the truth that God wants us to go out there and hear. Sister Leola, you are on the floor.
Yes. One of the truths God wants us to do is to share the gospel with the world, and that they may know him. And I just want to share one more. Brethren, that we shall love one another, and that we should pray for one another. That's one of the truth. Amen.
Okay. You have your prayer request, Nora?
Yes. Yes, my prayer request. First of all, I'm sorry for not following that reading, Sister Fowler, because I was trying to walk and read, and believe me, my eyes wasn't focused on what I was reading directly. So I got kind of off. I didn't read the right scripture, so sorry about that. But my prayer request is that continue to pray for this prayer line, and continue to pray for my son Jarvis. You know that his situation, and lift the grandchildren up. All our grandchildren, they may be in college, they're still in school. Lift our children up that's in the teaching and in the school teaching, as the Lord guiding them in the education. So we just want to lift them up in prayer also, and always lift up the brothers and sisters continually. And Sister Paula, I just want to say thank you for opening my line, and that's it. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing, for reading the scripture. I know you told me you were driving. Thank you for reading, and also thank you for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I'm opening the line. The Lord told us in his word there are many precious truth in the word of God, but what the flock need now is present truth. And for this time, and as we have been reading and hearing, the Lord said to us, that we have no greater joy when he heard that his children settle in the truth. So we are asking our brothers and sisters, what is the truth for this time, this precious present time that we are living in, that we are supposed to present? So I'm going to open this line, and you can just share, brothers and sisters, one of the truth, and then your prayer before. 240-2988, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. This is Sister Steffi from the DMV area, the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. And it is just such a blessing to hear all the beloved on the line. When I heard, I was having difficulties coming in earlier today, but when I came in and I heard Brother John talking about God's marvelous light, right? I was encouraged. I was, fortified. I was rejuvenated, because that is so, so true that, when you're in the world, right, when we're bogged down and overpowered in sin, right, we are in total darkness. But once we come into that marvelous light, it is just kind of like, it's like rebirth, right? It's really being born again. And that was such a blessing to hear that. You encourage someone, beloved. Don't ever think that because you were in darkness, your information or your testimony that you are sharing will not encourage someone, because I was encouraged. So I know I went a little bit backwards because Sister Powell asked me to share some of those present truth message. Absolutely right, Brother Sister Leola. One of the present truth message is to be able to present the everlasting gospel to every person that you come in contact with. That is the message for one of the message for today. Another one of the present truth message for this time, and Sister Paula heard you share, that was from Sister Ellen G. White, Early Writing, page 63, right, where she talked about there are many precious truths, but the flock needs now present truth. So we're talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. How is he going to appear? Is he going to touch the ground? Does somebody have to come and tell you, Sister Brenda, go turn the news on, Jesus come, Jesus is here? No, because every eyes are going to be able to see. Every knees are going to bow towards, and he will not touch the ground, right? Another present truth message is the state of the dead, right? Spiritualism, we have a lot of people talking about, oh, yeah, my loved one came back and talked to me. No, that is a message that people are to understand. We should be able as I often say it, the drive-by message, quick and dirty, and you're supposed to be able to drop it within 1 minute so that that person can be captivated, not by you, but by the word of God, okay? You know the mark of the beast, the Sunday law, when it's enforced by this law of the land. And I heard Sister Paul giving my amen. I think that is my time. So that's it for the present message for this time. I think I gave you three or four of them. And so there are many of them. And so, you know, but these are things that people, we are to be sharing now with individuals that we come in contact with. So Sister Paula, that is the present truth facts. Do I have time to give my praise report? Oh, I need a wait. You tell me. And that's fine, whichever way.
I didn't get that.
I said I gave the present truth. You asked, can you hear me? You asked me to give the present truth. So I said I gave the present truth.
Yes,
facts.
Yes.
Is that okay for me to give my testimony? You want me to wait? That's fine. Whichever way. You tell me what you'd like for me to do.
Okay, you do your testimony. Just do your testimony. I have quite a few hands are up. And, you know,
this is what I say to you, because you can see the board. I can't. I will defer to you. Let those individuals kind of share, you know, because we want to get to everybody. Let those individuals share, and then I can go into my testimony when I'm starting my testimony. So that's fine. That works absolutely okay with me.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing, you know, some of the wonderful present truth that the children, that their flock need now, right? Especially the state of the dead, right? And the second coming of Christ, where every eye shall behold him. Thank you, my dear, for sharing, opening this line. Can just share maybe one of the present truth that God wants us, and glad when he heard that his children settled in the truth. 804-238, your line is open.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Katie in Virginia. I would like to say thank you to all my prayer sisters on the line that have been praying for me and my son, and that have been helping me, because I've been through a health scare during the past couple of weeks when I was in the hospital. And my sisters have been praying for me, and they have been sending me herbs. Sister Leola has sent me some nice herbs and whatnot. And I really thank my sisters for being there for me and helping me along on my health journey. So continue to pray for me that I will get stronger each and every day, and that I will stay pushing forward and not relapse. Also, my son Dominique, I would like to keep him in prayer and peace. And I want to pray for peace within his home and for the kids, and my grandkids and the mother as well. And also, Dominique has a young male friend who has been dealing with court lately. And I was told today that it wasn't looking too good for him, but he has to go back to court. I don't know the young man's name, but anyway, I want to keep him in prayer as well.
Amen. 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 Finish the flow. Katie, you are too?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Sister Katie, for sharing, you know, and giving that praise report. Your sister have been praying. The sister have been praying for you with your health, and you have seen the answer from the Lord. The Lord is able to do all things. And also not just praying, but sending some of the wonderful herb remedy that the Lord has given unto his children. So your sisters them have been sharing these wonderful remedy so that you can use to build up your immune system and to help you in your sickness. Thank you, Sister Katie. We surely will be praying for your son and the children, and also the son's mother. Thank you again for sharing. All right, brothers and sisters, we are actually in the mood of praying, so we're just opening this line, asking our sisters and brothers to be a little short with our 3 minutes period so that we can go into prayer. 272, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. God bless you all, my brothers and sisters, on this Blessed Health Thursday. And I just wanted to sing a song, if I may. I'm not sure if you have anything else planned for me, Sister Powell. But I just wanted
no,
to
you can do your prayer, and you will sing at the end of the period. You will do the song at the end, the closing song.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to pray. Okay, then. Thank you so much.
No, you can say your prayer request or your praise report.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Sister Powell, I have an appointment tomorrow, so I'll be taking my Steps to Christ with me and my tracks to give out from Amazing Facts to share with all the people and the nurses and doctors that are going to be at my appointment for tomorrow. So I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and thanks and glory, because God is so worthy to be praised. God is so good to me, and he takes good care of me, and I'm so grateful. So I just want to ask a prayer request for everyone on the prayer line this evening. And I would like to ask a prayer request for you, Sister Powell, and your family and your children. Prayer request for Sister Stephanie and her children, KJ and Kaja. And prayer request for Sister Leola and her family, for Sister Brenda and Brother John. And prayer for Sister Katie. Prayer for all my precious brothers and sisters, for Brother Eli, all the names that I could remember. I just want to lift them all up in prayer, prayer for my family, my mom, and my siblings as well, as you know them all by name, and prayer also for my children and for my grandchildren. So I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line this evening, and I thank you so much for opening my prayer line. God bless you. Love you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I think we have... the prayer request, my dear sister, did not put it. I'm opening your line for your prayer request. We are going into a season of prayer now, brothers and sisters, so we open for your prayer request. 240, your line is open.
Okay, and what is it you want me to give, brother,
your prayer request. Because we're going into prayer 8 o'clock. Actually, we're
okay.
Going into prayer.
Okay, no problem. So my prayer request is asking, it's a thing, but it's also a prayer. So I guess I was going to connect it to my praise report. But anyway, that's fine. My prayer request is to ask God to give me the strength to be able to endure all of the trials that I know I'm in, and all of the trials that is to come, amen, and I'm thanking him in advance, and I'm asking him just to strengthen me. I have a couple more modulars to finish. I ask that God will just go before me and give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the strength to be able to complete it, and also to be able to share the present truth message with everyone that I come in contact with. I also do want to ask for prayers. I know that you all have been praying, for some court cases that I have and I had, and I know that God is just so great. So I wanted to say this, Sister Cadian, that prayers can change things, amen. And so we will pray for your son's friend, and so that he can feel the presence of God and know that there are consequences to our behavior. However, God, if we ask for forgiveness, God will give us the forgiveness, but we will still have some consequences to bear. So we will definitely keep him in prayer. And so pray for my daughter. You know, we're going on that mission again for a scholarship. She is almost done with 1 year. Amen. And you have prayed her through 1 year. And I know that you will pray Kaji through another year to come with the scholarships and all of that stuff. And I'll continue to pray for my family. And pray for my son, KJ, as well. All right? That is my prayer request for now.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear, for sharing those requests, right? I hope, and my dear sister, like, yes, my dear, we are going into a season of prayer, right? And we are going to ask a few people, right, to pray. Prayer, if there is no other time we need prayer, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, no. You know, we need to pray more, and we are going to start open the line for the first prayer. Right, our first prayer is 423-635. Can you lead us in prayer? You heard some of the requests. Sister Stephanie requests. Can you pray for that, and also the request of Sister Katie? Four two three six three five. Your line is open.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, dear.
Can you hear me?
Here you know.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
let us pray, brother. Kind and loving Father, we come before you, O Lord, thanking you for blessing us, thanking you for keeping us, Lord. We're still in the land of the living, O. In fact, Lord, we're standing upon our graves. And we just thanking you for keeping us, thanking you for protection and mercy, your love, long-suffering towards each and every one of us, O Father. And as we come this evening, Lord, we petition at your throne. Your daughter, Sister Stephanie, you know all about her. You know her challenges, O Lord. You know her ups and downs. You know her lying down and her waking up, O Father. You even know her thoughts afar off, Lord. And we just intercede on her behalf, O Lord. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins so that we can petition this prayer, Father, so that the prayer will not be blocked, O Father. We ask that you will forgive her of her sins and her iniquity and transgression, O Father. We ask, O Lord, that you will touch her in a marked way, Lord. You know her desire to endure, to be strengthened, to be encouraged, O Father, to strive, O Father, as she's doing this practical work, O Father. But she wants to please you, O Lord, also, Lord, in all that she do and all that she says. She wants to serve you, O Lord, with her her job in her job, O Father, as a teacher, as a mother, as a daughter, as a servant unto you. We pray that you will bless her in a marked way as she go out and she spread the message, O Lord. We ask that you will be with her. Please bless her daughter, Kaja, as she's endeavoring to please you also, Lord. We pray that you will put a hedge of protection around her, Father. We pray that you will keep her, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord, as they're applying for scholarship, O Father. You know what's best for her, and you have already opened the doors for her, Lord. And we just praying and having faith and trusting you in whatever that you have ordained for her, that it will come, it will happen accordingly, O Father. Bless her, Lord. Give her the desire which is according to your will. Also, her son, KJ, continue to bless him and supply his need, O Lord. A young man that is looking to you, O Father, is looking for health and strength, looking for wisdom and direction in his life, Lord. We're all servant, O Father. And I ask that you will strengthen his arm, O Father. I ask that you will also protect him and keep him, O Father, and that he will keep his mind upon you. Oh, Lord, we also thank you for Sister Katie. Also have a son, oh, Father. We ask that you will bless Dominique in a special way, Lord. We ask that you will have mercy upon him. Forgive him of his sin, oh, Father. He's been through many trials, oh, Lord. A young man, oh, Father. We all have sinned and come short of the glory, oh, Lord. And you have not forsaken us. As we call upon you in spirit and in truth, you have heard us and you have delivered us, O Lord. And we ask that you will deliver him according to your will, O Father, and that he will seek you and he will repent of his sin. And also, Autumn, be with her in a special way, Lord. You know her desire. You know what she's seeking, O Father. But what she needs is you, O Lord. What she needs is peace and comfort. What she needs is present truth, O Father. May others along with her
with Sister Katie, come in her life and impart the truth to her, O Lord, as she searched for it as hidden gold. And also Dominique, Father, help them, O Lord, and the twin. We thank you for them and how they're growing. We thank you, O Father, for keeping them and hearing our prayers. There's nothing good in us, but by your faithfulness, you have kept these children for a time such as this. Continue to bless us and protect us and guide us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Sister. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying for us. You know, opening this line now for prayer. 225-337, your line is open. Can you lead us in a prayer? Can you present for our sister Brenda and Brother John requests?
Amen. Amen. Give me a second. I'm here, Sister Powell.
Yes, amen. Yes. The request.
Let me get
Brother
in my place
John
to pray.
My sister Brenda.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again to thank you, Father, for the blessing of the prayer line and the sisters and brothers that have joined us on the prayer line. We thank you, Father, for this lovely hour that we are all here to fellowship and worship you. Thanking you, Lord, for the blessing, Lord, that you continue to bless this prayer line, Father, with hosting and teachers and speakers and all these blessings here, and even those that share in the health message and all these things that we need to carry on throughout our lives. Now, Heavenly Father, as we lift up the request to you, Father, Brother John and Sister Brenda, which is my sister and my brother-in-law, Father, I want to thank you for such a blessing that you have given to this prayer line, Brother John and Sister Brenda. Lord, thank you so much for the time that we saw what was going on in the life of John, Lord. Him sick, lying there, dying. And now, Father, he's testifying. He's speaking on the prayer line of your goodness, Lord Father. He's sharing, he's talking about all these blessings that you truly given to him and how he loved to follow you. And he's searching you, Father. I see him reading. I see him listening to his Bible and reading his Bible. Father, I want to give you thanks, Lord, because when we knew that Brother John wasn't going to make it, Father, the prayer line sisters and brothers got together and we lift the prayers to you. And Father, here he is today on this prayer line testifying of you, Lord, who brought him through. He's worshiped, he's praising his Savior that gave him another chance for life. Father, thank you. Thank you for me, Lord, today hearing. Lord, I can hear my brother-in-law speak these words about you. Lord, when I was there at the hospital, Lord, shedding the tears when they called us, they come. This is going to be the last chance. So come right away. So now, Lord, these blessings that we hear in our ears as he testified of your goodness, Lord, we give you praise tonight. We thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, Father, even Sister Brenda, Lord, in what you have done, you have baptized them. You have allowed them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Lord,
amen.
You have allowed them to change their life. Oh, Father,
amen.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father, that they got saved on this prayer line. And we thank you for what you have done. And, Lord, there may be someone else on the prayer line need to be saved. So, Father, whomever it is, let them come forth and tell the Lord, I need you right now, so I give my heart to you. And I'm surrendering all my life, all my sin to Jesus and make him my Savior and my Jesus, that we're going to live right in him. So thank you, Father, for that tonight. And, Lord, for all the other prayers, I second those prayers, Father, as my sister has prayed. So I'm thanking you tonight for this opportunity, this blessing that you've given me to pray and lift up sisters and brothers. So I'm thanking you once again. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that prayer. And we will do one more prayer, and then we will go. The next voice we will hear is the voice for our speaker. Let us bow, everyone, again, that we can. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercies endure it forever. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for those precious promises that you have given unto us. Lord, we thank you, Father, because we know we could not do it without you. Thank you for the prayer, Lord Jesus, of our dear sister who have lifted up, Lord, these requests to you. And dear Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne, we know that you are in the most holy sanctuary now, interceding on our behalf, hearing our prayer request, Lord, and we present more to you, and we have that confidence and to believe that you are able and just to hear and to do according to your will. So we want to thank you once more. We lift up Sister Carla to you, dear Lord. You know all about her, dear Lord. Her determination is to follow you, to study your words, and also to share it. Lord, we thank you for health. We thank you for strength that you have given unto her to and fro on this road, there with your protection towards her, dear Lord. We thank you with her clientele that she could represent Christ in everything that she do to her clientele, them, Lord. So we ask you to pour your blessing now, dear Lord. We are asking you for your protection, Lord, traveling mercy for Amanda and Nicholas, Lord, as they will be joining Mom soon, and that sweet reunion, Lord, with their children. We ask you to pour your blessings upon this family and allow this family, dear Father, to continue to praise you and to give you thanks. Lord, bless and keep, guide, and protect Sister Carla in everything she do. We also lift up, dear Father, today, dear Lord. We lift up our dear Sister Tamiko, Lord, as she's prayed for every one of us on the prayer line. You know all the names, them, Lord Jesus. She lift them up. She's also lifting up her family members, Lord, her children, Lord, Taiwan, Lord, to Tony and Anthony, and also her grandchildren, her siblings, Lord, and her mom, and other relatives. And her determination is to see every one of them seek you, Lord Jesus, before it is too late, and have a personal relationship with you. So we lift them up. And also, she's also lifting up Sister Elizabeth and Miriam. Lord Jesus, continue to pour your blessing upon them, Lord. We also lift up, Lord Jesus, today, Brother Rick. Lord, continue to bless him, Ashley, his wife, his church family, Lord, and the work that he is doing, dear Lord. We lift him up to you. Lord, we lift up Brother Yudi and his family, Lord Jesus, the children, and also Melissa. We lift up Brother Mazar, his mother. We lift up Lord, there are so many names, Lord, it is in my mouth. Lord, Brother O'Neill, Lord Jesus, and his children, continue to pour your blessings upon them, Lord. Father, you are so good, you are so great, and you are worthy to be praised. And all the children, tonight we were supposed to have some children, Lord, who are supposed to be coming. We pray for Sister Brenda's children, little precious ones. Lord, bless them, keep them, guide them, Lord, and allow Sister Brenda and Mom and Brother John that they will present the word to them, Lord Jesus. We lift up just little Zena, dear Lord, who's supposed to come and present her scripture. We do not know what happened. We were unable to get on the line earlier, dear Lord, but we thank you for what you have done. We also lift up our dear sister, Sister Cancinelli, Lord, she is not with us tonight, but we know that she's doing well. I spoke to her this evening. So continue to bless her and her family member, even her sister and brother who are in the nursing home. We ask you to strengthen them. Now, dear Lord, we are so thankful to you that we can lift up the speaker, Lord, and allow the word, the message that will come, Lord. We will be blessed. We will be refreshed, Lord, and we will be changed, dear Father. Help us, Lord Jesus, not to be like the Egyptian, but help us, Lord, to be obedient to your will, because you said you're coming soon and you want to prepare people. So help us to be all prepared, all be ready for that great day. Bless us tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, again, thank you all for coming on and thank you for joining. So now is the time we are asking our dear beloved brothers and sisters to get your booklet and also your pen and your paper and also the great contribution, the Minister of Healing, and also your Bible. And the next voice you will hear is our speaker, Sister Stephanie. Thank you again for joining. 240, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. I'm not sure if you, and I touch and agree with that prayer, and I'm just going to linger just a tad bit longer. Heavenly Father, I come before you. Lord, you know I am dirt. I'm not worthy to be in your presence, Lord. So tonight I ask you that you will anoint my lips, Lord, with coal, so that the message that you have in store for your people are coming directly from you and will prick our hearts. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you. But I pray that you will pour out your Holy Spirit on each and every person on this line. Give them a double portion of your Holy Spirit. So today, we will not leave here the same way, but we will leave here changed, knowing that your second coming is fast approaching. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercies, your healing power. I was blessed by Sister Katie, and I've been hearing Sister Katie. I've been hearing her testimony, and it gave me, it was medicine to my bones, because it showed me that you are still in control of us all. So though we may be troubled on all sides, we need not to be dismayed, because we know that we are in your arms and you are in control of each and every one of our lives. So I pray and plead, Heavenly Father, that you will allow our will to be your will. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Sister Powell, I'm not sure. I did hear 3 John, but I didn't hear Genesis 1, 29 and 30. Did you read that already?
Yes, we do that.
Okay.
Yes, we did. Okay. We didn't read Revelation 22.
Okay, can you read that for me, please?
Okay, I'm coming. I am from Revelation 22, verse 1 and 2. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God, of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Here ends the reading. Amen.
Amen and amen. And I know I heard it, but as it is a part of my testimony today, as I'm leading into our message for today, I just want to share with you all this, and repetition deepens the impression of the mind and the soul and the heart. And I know that there were a couple things that worked on my behalf today. And so I'm going to tie this in. So I know you have heard it, but I think we need to reflect up on this again. Amen and amen. So I'm going back. Sister Leola gave us, she shared it tonight. Sister Powell shared it again. And so we're going to get it again. And I'm going to tell you, as this is leading into my testimony, the third epistle of John, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above what? All things, Sister Katie, and your health, the issues that your son's friends are going through, okay, our anxiety, our jobs, our finance. God says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy what? Thy soul prosper. When our soul is prospering, we're at peace. Amen? So God said, I wish that you are at peace in all things. In all things. Amen? And it says, for I rejoice what? Greatly, verse 3, when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I know that it was repeated twice, and now it's a third time. Amen. That number is powerful. Amen. And so I just want to share today, as I said, I have a lot of court cases coming up. Amen. And I had one today. Didn't know about it until recently. And I was like, okay. And I was, I prayed. I asked my mother to pray. But it is very overwhelming. It's trust and believe. And I know you know. It is very overwhelming, right? Because you didn't do anything wrong, but you have to come and report to court, right? And I was like, if it was a virtual one, I've never been to a virtual court before. So there was some anxiety, amen? And anxiety is good, right? It's good. However, we are not to take it into the next day. We're not to let it overpower us. We know when we become anxious, we know that we need to what? Take it to God in prayer and ask him to calm us. And so, you're here and, you're preparing. Okay, I need to go. I need to understand what's going on. And you don't want to be late, right? You don't want to be late. That's one thing. You do not want to be late. Amen? And so I couldn't find, everything was going wrong. I couldn't find the link. It was just like I called a woman. I wasn't able to. I was like, what in the world? Okay, because you might not, at times when it comes to court, you might not do anything wrong. It might not be your fault, but you need to go. And if you don't go, they can, I have a judgment against you, even though you didn't do anything. It wasn't your fault, but because you didn't show up. Amen. And so I went, I got in. I was, waiting for like an hour. I called my mother. I was like, please pray for me. I'm telling you, please pray for me. God, go before me. And I did sin. I sent the Holy Spirit to go before me. And when I finally was brought in, first they tell you, oh, they're waiting for the host. It was spinning. I'm getting up, doing things around the house, I'm sweeping, doing little things, whatever, and I'm praying. I was like, God, go before me and, touch my lips and just do your thing. Amen. So finally, they put me in. And I'm telling you, beloved, I heard when it says, it's being recorded. It asked me to join, and I didn't hear anything else. Literally did not hear anything else. Then I saw the magistrate in front of me, and I was like, okay. I didn't hear what he said, but I guess he was waiting. And so he was like, oh, you need to – first, my camera wasn't on. He said, you need to turn your camera on. But, beloved, because I know a little bit about technology now, I know I usually put – and some of my children told me this that I taught. They told me to cover the camera. Because when it's not covered, they're able to see what's going on even though your camera is not on. So I keep it covered with like a post-it. And that was on. Even though I opened my camera, it was on, and I realized that I had it on. So I took it off. I didn't hear what the man said. And I was like, But for some reason, I heard him say, he was saying, you know, oh, you're here for this. And I was like, you know, okay. He was like, are you going to, you know, what's your response? What, you know, what information you're going to present, whatever. Because I didn't know, you know what I mean? I was like, whatever. And he kind of just told me what I needed to do, right? And I'm telling you, I was in that place probably less than two minutes. I was in the Zoom meeting because I thought, you know, other people were going to be there and all of this. It was just me and that man. And he was just like, okay, well, you know, I'll give you till some. He gave me a date and was like, okay, I'll give you till you have this date. And I said, okay, I'll have it into you. And that was it. Let me tell you, beloved. I was just like, before I went in, I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, God, just work this out, clear. And he answered. He said, what does he say? Before you ask, he answered. I was in there for like, I know, less than 5 minutes. I want to literally say I was in there for like a minute or two. Amen? And God just worked it out in that situation. And he said, okay, you need to just do this form and send it in, da-da-da-da, whatever. And that was it for the start of it, right? And so it took that anxiety that I had. You know what I mean? I saw God working mightily on my behalf. And I know that he's going to continue to work mightily on my behalf and on your behalf as well. And so one of the things I'm thinking about, this is, I think it's in Romans 8, where it talks about all things work together. I know that is Romans 8:28, but it's something in Romans, I think in the earlier part, that talks about we will have trials and tribulation. Those things are given, right? We are going to have trials or tribulation, but the question now becomes, how is it you're going to handle it? How is it you are going to deal with it? Are you going to give it to God and allow God to manifest himself and do what he needs to do? Because we have to go through the test so that we can give a testimony. And so let me tell you, baby, I'm telling you, I can say thank you, God, because the enemy is coming like wildfire. Boom, boom, boom. It's like a dart, and I'm just trying to duck, and I'm trying to bob and weave. But I don't have to worry myself because God says, I wish above what? All things that thou mayest prosper, right? I wish above all things that you're in good health. I wish above all things that your soul prospereth. And so I want to share that with you that we are going to go through the storms. We are going to go through the fire. We are going to go through the tribulation. But in Romans 8:28, it says what? And we know that what? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the cause according to his purpose. So if you're not working, so what I'm getting from this, if you're not working according to God's purpose, all things are not going to go good for you. All things are not going to work together for good if you're not doing what God has called you to do. So count it all joy. Hence, the topic for today, we're going to go in a couple different topics. We're not going to be here long. We're from the Ministry of Healing. We're reading from the Ministry of Healing. And I'm going to touch on about two or three portions. Amen? And another thing that I wanted to say to you all, because, you know, I'm taking this privilege, it's about to say I could give my praise report now, is that I got my results from a couple of the modulars, I think, that I did. I did about, what, three of them already? I've turned in four of them. But I've gotten the grades for three of them, and all three of them, and I know it's not me, beloved, I just got all three of them were 100. I know it was not me because I told you, this was one of the hardest class. And when I thought about it, I didn't even realize it. Somebody said, one of my girlfriends said to me, she was like, you know that you're almost in school full-time. You're almost taking full-time college course. I'm taking 9. And to be considered full-time, it has to be 12. So I'm one short, and I didn't realize it. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I haven't been doing this for quite some time, 3 classes back-to-back. But God has given me the strength, and he's giving me the knowledge and the wisdom. And actually, I thank you all for praying for me because I realize that the task in the next modulars are getting easier and easier. And so I know that this is your prayer and God working it out on my behalf. So that is a praise report that I wanted to share. I also do want to share because we are to give God gratitude and we are to give him praise. I've been asking you all to pray for a Sister Brenda for me, one of my church mom, beautiful woman, kind-hearted woman. She was about two or three weeks ago. Her feet turned purple. No oxygen was going. They had actually left her for dead. And let me tell you, thank you, Jesus. If I could sing, I would say, thank you, Lord. Amen. And I spoke to her 2 days ago. I spoke to her daughter. And the daughter said, oh, she's with me. So she's driving on the road with her. And I spoke to her. I'm telling you, the woman sounds stronger than before she was unresponsive. And so I want to thank you all for praying, because prayer is powerful. It can change mountains. And God has given you the power and the key to cast the mountains in the ocean, to walk on scorpion. So though we are in these trials, though we're going to court, though all of these things are coming to us and coming at us, know that God has buffered it for us. Know that God has given us the strength through him to overcome. So this is going to lead me now. I'm going to start with page 451 through 453, and that is, no, I think I'm going to start, let me tell you. All right, so we're going to start with 484. We're going to start with 484, and I'm in the chapter that says in contact with others, because I was in contact with that judge today, amen? And I was like, what's going on? It says, in contact with others, bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so I'm going to start with 484 through 486, and I'm going to start with forbearance under wrong. Have you been wronged? Have you been offended? Have charges and situation come up against you that you're like, wait a minute, what is going on here? Huh? Have you been going through some turmoil and some persecution? But let's think about this. What happened to Jesus Christ, our Savior? Wasn't he persecuted? Wasn't he berated? Wasn't he on the trial? Was he on the tribulation? Wasn't he? And so here's what it says, forbearance under wrong, because normally our human flesh, when we're wrong, we want to jump and, you know, defend ourselves. We want to, you know, oh, no, this wasn't me. We might get mad at the individuals or the person or the entity. But let's look at what God, the Word of God says. Let's look at what the prophet says through God. Amen? It says, forbearance under wrong. We cannot afford to let our spirits chafe over any real or supposed wrong done to ourselves. I'm going to say it again, because I'm telling you, I was looking at this today like, what? For real, for real? But hear what the Word says. We cannot afford to let our spirits chafe over any real or supposed wrong done to himself. And the word say burn or get agitated or get upset, right? Boil, right? Listen what it says. Self is the enemy we most need to fear. Who we need to fear? Not the enemy. Not the other individuals, but our own self. No form of vice has a more baleful effect upon the character than has human passion not under the control of the Holy Spirit. No other victory we can gain will be so precious as the victory gained over self. I'm going to read that again. No other victory we can gain will be so precious as the victory over self. We should not allow our feelings to be easily wounded. I was in my feeling when I got that stuff. I was like, wait a minute. But it says we should not allow our feelings to be easily wounded. We are to live not to guard our feelings or our reputation, but to save what? Souls. You hear that, Sister Powell? So it was not about my feelings or my reputation. It was about what? Saving souls. It was about what? saving souls. So even the person that are wrong you, a man's foe shall be thy neighbor in thy house, in Matthew 10, verse 36. But even when those persons have come up on you, your job is to what? Save souls. Your job is to present Christ no matter what. I want you to meditate on that for a minute. The only time when you step away from that is unless it's going to allow you to lose your salvation. That's the only time when you step away saying, I give you the information. I'm praying for you, brother. I'm praying for you, sister. But you're not going to let me compromise my soul or my salvation. Got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Not my mama, not my sister, not my brother, oh Lord. We have to work out our own fear, own salvation with fear and trembling. So let's see what it says. We continue. As we become interested in the salvation of souls, we cease to mind the little differences that so often arise in our association with one another. And I've often shared this with you all, that my natural nation, I love people. Don't misquote me, but I didn't like people, right? I don't like really being around people. I love you, but you know what? But getting a touch of the hem of the garment, right, getting the breath being blown on me by Jesus Christ, my Savior, that has changed somewhat, right? God is still working on me, okay? Where I'm learning now to like, okay, you know what? Yeah, all right. I like you. Because there's a difference between love and like. Amen? That was my journey, amen. And so God is working on me to be able to, okay, you know what? Because you have to love the unlovable, amen. That is what we're called to do. So it says, whatever others may think of us to do to us, or to do to us, it need not disturb our oneness with Christ. You know, so I was a little perturbed. You know what I mean? Leading up to this, I was like, wait a minute. But then Christ stepped in, right? It says, whatever others may think of us or to do to us, it need not disturb our oneness with Christ, the fellowship of the Spirit. What glory is it if when we buffeted for your faults, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, amen. That's how I feel. You're suffering for doing well. Ye take it patiently. That is acceptable with God. 1 Peter 2, verse 20. And I think I need to read that again. It says, what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and buffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. 1 Peter 2, verse 20. Do not retaliate. Oh, have mercy. So far as you can do so, remove all cause for misapprehension. Avoid the appearance of evil. Do all that lies in your power, without the sacrifice of principle to conciliate others. And I'm going to pause right here. There's this wise man that I know. He often says stuff to me, you know, because, I mean, I was just hothead and would just react to, like, everything. And he would say to me, he shared this, and he said, you know, if there is something that is going on, and you don't necessarily have to respond to it, right? He says the only time you should address it is unless it's going to allow you to lose your salvation or compromise your faith. But if it's not going to do any of that, you don't even have to respond to it. You don't even have to, as I know, often used to say, dignified with an answer or a response. Amen. And this is what it's saying right here. It says, do all that lies in your power without the sacrifice of principle to consolate others. If thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother, and if thou rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, what is it we're supposed to do? Leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. That is found in Matthew 5:23, verse 24. If impatient words are spoken to you, never reply in the same spirit. Remember that a soft what? Answer turneth away wrath. And this is healthy. This is a health tip for us, because many times we get angry at something that is said. But if we think about it, if we say a prayer, if we respond with a smile or with a soft voice, how much that situation will change for yours also, for the other individuals as well. And then you will be able to show Christ to them. Amen? Because they know, when people wrong you, they know. 9 out of 10 times, they know that they hurt you. Right? Some of it is intentional. Some of it is not. But they know most of the time. Amen? And so when you come back with Christ, letting them see Christ through you, that's going to confuse the enemy. They're looking like, wait a minute. Why is it their response is so cordial, so nice, so kind, so loving? And you could say, like the woman at the well, come let me tell you about a man that I know. Amen and amen. It says, if impatient words are spoken to you, never reply in the same spirit. Remember that a soft answer turneth away wrath. Proverbs 15, verse 1. And there is wonderful power in, oh, I'm learning this, beloved, because my mouth used to, oh, I'm learning this. I am learning this. I'm telling you today, I was literally silent. Okay? It happened so quick. I was confused. I was like, what is it I'm supposed to ask? He was like, do you have any questions? Da, 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 da. And I was like, you know, I was just like so dumbfounded because I didn't realize that the process was going to be like this. But God, why did I not know? Did you all not pray? And God went before me. And he passed the way for me. Amen? And so it says, and there is wonderful power in silence. Words spoken in reply to one who is angry sometimes serve only to exasperate. But anger met with silence in a tender, forbearing spirit quickly dies away. Under a form of seeming, fault-finding words, under a storm of stinging, fault-finding words, keep the mind stayed upon the word of God. Let mind and heart be stored with God's promises. If you are ill-treated or wrongly accused, instead of returning an angry answer, repeat to yourself the precious promises. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, verse 21. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Psalms 37, 5 through 6. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Luke 12, verse 2. Cause men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Psalm 66, verse 12. We are prone to look to our fellow men for sympathy and uplifting instead of looking to Jesus. In his mercy and faithfulness, God often permits those in whom we place confidence to fail us. I'm going to read that one again. It says, in his mercy and faithfulness, God often permits those in whom we place confidence to fail us in order that we may learn the folly of trusting in man and making flesh our arm. Have mercy. Let us trust fully, humbly, unselfishly in God. He knows the sorrows that we feel to the depths of our being, but we cannot express. When all things seem dark and unexplainable, remember the words of Christ. What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. John 13, verse 7. Study the history of Joseph and of Daniel. The Lord did not prevent the plottings of men who sought to do them harm. You hear that? Study the history of Joseph and Daniel. The Lord did not prevent the plottings of men who sought to do them harm. But he caused all these devices to what? To work for good to his servants who amidst trials and conflict preserved their faith and loyalty. So long as we are in the world, we shall meet with adverse influences. There will be provocations to test the temper. Have mercy. And it is by meeting these in a right spirit that the Christian graces are developed. If Christ deals in us, we shall be patient, kind, forbearing, and cheerful amid threats and irritations. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task. But it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus' resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. We'll read that again. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and grow into noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus. Resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each one has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful unless we become co-workers with him. I have to read this again. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful unless we become co-workers with him. Those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. I'm hearing some feedback, Sister Powell. We need not keep our own record of trials and difficulties, griefs and sorrows. All these things are written in the books, and heaven will take care of them. While we are counting up the disagreeable things, many things that are pleasant to reflect upon are pleasing from memory, such as the merciful kindness of God surrounding us every moment and the love over which angels marvel, that God gave his Son to die for us. If, as workers for Christ, you feel that you have had greater cares and trials than have fallen to the lot of others, remember that for you there is a peace upon to those who shun these burdens. There is comfort and joy in the service of Christ. Let the world see that life with him is no failure. If you do not feel lighthearted and joyous, do not talk of your feelings. Cast no shadow upon the lives of others. A cold, sunless religion never draws souls to Christ. It drives them away from him into the nets that Satan has spread for the feet of the straying. Instead of thinking of your discouragement, think of the power you can claim in Christ's name. Let your imagination take hold upon things unseen. Isn't that faith? Let your thoughts be directed to the evidence of the great love of God for you. Faith can what? Endure trials. Resist temptation. Bear up under disappointment. Jesus lives as our advocate. All is ours that his mediation secures. Think you not that Christ valued those who live woefully for him? Think you not that he visit those who, like the beloved John in exile, are for his sake in hard and trying places? God will not suffer one of his true-hearted workers to be left alone, to struggle against great odds and be overcome. He preserves as a power, as a precious jewel, everyone whose life is hid with Christ in him. Of every such one, he says, I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee. That is found in Haggai 2, verse 23. And Sister Paul, I'm going to stop right here in this segment, and I'm just going to read a little portion.
Look here, I'm going to cut you off just a minute, right? I have a little guest here, and I know maybe some time for she to come to put her.
So I'm going to open.
Yes, my dear beloved, we just pause a little. We have a little 4-year, whole year. She promised that she was going to say her Bible verse for us, but it seemed like it came on late. So I'm going to open the line, my dear, for our little baby guest who will be here to say her Bible verse.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for her. I'm going to open the line. 518-334, your line is open.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Say hi. No.
Good.
Good
night. Oh, look at this thing. She maybe want to sleep, and she was repeating the Genesis 1-2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and she's saying, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. That was one, Genesis 1 and 2. Our dear little sister was singing for us, so we just want to thank
Amen.
You, my dear.
Amen.
Singing and for joining, and thanks to Sister Primrose, you know, for bringing her. God bless. All right, Sister Stephanie.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Zena. I'm always blessed when I hear little kids. I was on the Chat and Chew line on Sabbath, and Aubrey came in, one of the community granddaughter that Sister Powell take, our great granddaughter, I should say, that Sister Powell took care of, still taking care of, praying for them. And she came and she was giving God praise. She was giving testimony out of the mouth of babes. The Word of God says a little child shall lead the way. And so thank you so much, Zena, for blessing us with that rendition of the scripture song. That's what she did, a scripture song. Amen and amen. So as we know, yes, the time is up on us, I'm just going to finish up this little version. This is a portion. I'm now in the importance of seeking true knowledge. I'm going to give you a little portion of that. And then, Sister Powers, yes, you will ask for comments, query, or feedback. And then I know Sister Amiko slated to sing her song. Amen? And so I say, the work that requires our thought. Wrongs cannot be righted. No, and I want to share under here, it says, bow down, and I'm on page 4, so I'm going to do 451 through 453. It says, importance of seeking true knowledge. Bow down thine ear and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. The work that requires our thoughts. Wrongs cannot be righted, nor can reformations in conduct be made by a few feeble, intermittent efforts. Character building is the work, not of a day, nor of a year, but of a what? Of a lifetime. The struggle for conquest over self. You see how this connected? We started and we're going to end with this. The struggle for conquest over self, for holiness and heaven, is a lifelong struggle. Without continual effort and constant activity, there can be no advancement in the divine life, no attainment of the victor's crown. The strongest evidence of man's fall from a higher state is the fact that it costs so much to return. The way of return can be gained only by hard fighting, inch by inch, hour by hour. In one moment, by a hasty, unguarded act, we may place ourselves in the power of evil. But it requires more than a moment to break the fetters and attain to a holier life. The purpose may be formed, the work begun, but its accomplishment will require toil, time, persistence, patience, and sacrifice. We cannot allow to act from impulse. We cannot be off guard for a moment. Beset with temptation without number, we must resist firmly or be conquered. Should we come to the close of life with our work undone, it would be an eternal loss. The life of the Apostle Paul was a constant conflict with self. He said, I die daily, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31. His will and his desires every day conflicted with duty and the will of God. Instead of following, I'm turning my page second together, I'm almost done. Instead of following, let me make sure, I got to go back to that last one. Instead of following inclination, he did God's will, however, crucifying to his nature. At the close of his life of conflict, looking back over his struggle and triumph, he could say, I have what? Fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Henceforth, this is laid up for me, a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. The Christian life is a battle and a march. In this warfare, there is no relief. The effort must be continuous and persevering. It is by unceasing endeavor that we maintain the victory over temptations of Satan. Christian integrity must be sought with resistless energy and maintained with a resolute fixedness of purpose. No one will be born upward without stern, persevering effort in his own behalf. All must engage in this warfare for themselves. No one else can fight our battles. Individually, we are responsible for the issues of the struggle. Though Noah, Job, and Daniel were in the land, they could deliver neither son nor daughter by their righteousness. Here in the reading for today, and I hope that you were blessed. I hope that you took some gems from what we had presented today from the Word of God. We are going to go through the trials. We are going to go through the persecution and the storm. But know that we are to allow Christ to work in us, right? Because we're in this constant battle with self. And until we have died of ourselves, we will not be able to overcome the temptation or to have victory with or through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I do hope that each one of us took some of those scripture passages that we can go back in the ministry of healing to read the forbearance on the wrong. It's a good passage, brothers and sisters. And you said we have to die with self. If you here on the line tonight, I welcome everyone on the line, even our little young one, Zena, we welcome you all. And if you have a query or a comment, we are asking you to press *6, take yourself off the line, and you can ask Sister Stephanie, you know, if something you did not clear understand, we are also asking you to ask, right? And we will, if there is no question or query, we will ask our dear Sister Tamiko if she would like to close with our closing song for us. Yes, I haven't seen anyone took themselves off that they could ask if there is any query. There was a lot, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, something you do not understand. We are asking you to take yourself off *6. And then press 1 again, and then you can ask the question or the comment. Okay, I give you a little time. And I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined. And we know that tomorrow is the Sabbath, so we are inviting our brothers and sisters to come out early, brothers and sisters. Our line started 7, from 7 to 9. You know that you can have the opportunity to share your testimony and your praise report, you know, because when we are when we come late, you know, it is difficult for us all to share, you know. So we are asking you to let us be on time and invite your brothers and sisters to join us. So I'm going to open this line asking for the closing prayer, closing song, and then we will close in prayer.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. God bless you. Amen. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will and trust him in his presence in me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus.
Jesus, I surrender. Make me Savior, holy thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that thou art mine.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, my precious sister. God bless you all. Love you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for that song. I surrender all. Brothers and sisters, as we surrender all to the Lord, let us give him all, dear Father, within our hearts. So we're just going to close with prayer. Thank you all for joining. And I do know that this study this evening had reached the heart of our brothers and our sisters on this land. Let us continue to trust God. Let us continue to be faithful to him. Let us close in prayer and thank you again for joining. Kind and loving Father, which art in heaven, we come to you this moment, dear Father. The song say, I all to Jesus, I surrender all. Fathers, we surrender all to you this evening. We ask you, Lord, to allow us that our heart will be clean. We are asking you, Lord, to cover us with your robe of righteousness. We are asking you, Lord, to allow us not to be unbelief. Lord, help us that we will have faith to believe and to trust. We are asking you, Lord, to allow us to be obedient, each one of us, even the little youngest on this line, dear Lord. We lift them up to you. Father, we want to thank you. We want to praise you for that presentation this evening, Lord, from your dear daughter. We ask you, Lord, to help us, dear Lord, not only to hear these wonderful, precious promises, but we will be able to go and share with our brothers and our sisters out there who are less fortunate, Lord. We ask you, dear Lord, to pour your Holy Spirit upon each heart, dear Father. We know that we are going through all different trials as we listen to these various requests, Lord, but we heard the praise and the joy in heart of our brothers and our sisters for the things that you have done for them, dear Lord, the testimony of praise, Lord, how you have worked out things, Lord. Lord, you are so good. You are so great. So this evening, we, your children, come, Lord, asking you, Father, to allow your spirit to be felt within our heart and that our soul and our mind, Lord, will be fixed upon you. Bless us tonight, Lord. We pray, allow us while we go to bed that the guardian angels will watch over us to wake us up tomorrow morning. That is to our preparation day. And dear Father, help us, dear Father, not to be busy out there, Lord, on the street, Lord. Help us that we can all come to fellowship with you on this great preparation day that you have promised to give us tomorrow morning, Lord. Help us to be faithful. Thank you for hearing. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please to have a good night, and we will meet tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Just sing, I'm just going to put on a little one first of this music, this song, the song I surrender.